Facebook suspends Christian homeschool mom's account over posts citing Bible on homosexuality. That's right. Facebook, which shouldn't be a surprise, is censoring free speech, specifically Christians talking about what the Bible actually says. A Christian mother is accusing the social media giant Facebook of censorship after her account was suspended over posts on what the Bible says about homosexuality and sin. Elizabeth Johnston, an Ohio homeschooling mother of 10 who runs the popular conservative blog The Activist Mommy, told the Christian Post on Tuesday that Facebook suspended her account earlier this month because she wrote about how Leviticus condemns homosexuality as detestable and an abomination. And she is absolutely correct. Leviticus 20:13 clearly says, "If a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them." That's what the Bible says. According to the Bible, homosexuality is an abomination, and it deserves the death penalty. Now, it's not saying that we should go and carry this out. It's saying that a righteous government would have a law, just like they did in the Old Testament, that makes homosexuality a crime worthy of capital punishment. It deserves the death penalty. That's what the Bible clearly says. But if you speak the truth about this subject on Facebook, you'll get banned. And even on YouTube, if you go hardcore and push this issue, YouTube will ban you. I've seen many times where Pastor Anderson talks about this and he gets strikes on his YouTube account. And here's her Facebook page. And thankfully, this story got picked up by national news. And now she's saying, "Well, looky here. We did it. After my story went worldwide on New York Times, Fox News, and beyond, Facebook did something you'll rarely, if ever, see them do. They apologized and restored the content in question to its original place." Don't get too excited, though. They claimed it was accidentally deleted. Yeah, right. Here's a good post by Paul Joseph Watson. "Facebook allows mock pictures of Trump being assassinated, but posting Bible passages will get you suspended." And, yeah, the only reason that they restore the content and stopped censoring her for now is that it went on national news. They had to. But this is going to start happening more and more, and it's just something that people need to be aware of. So let me know what you think about this in the comments below. And if you're new, be sure to hit the subscribe button and stay tuned for more videos. Thanks for watching.